What do you got?
Well, we're just paying our respects to John English. Oh. That song was actually the theme to The Office in the UK.
It was.
Yeah.
My word, it was. I'm looking at the back page of the Herald Sun and the back page of the Age and thinking, no, I don't know where this fits. And I've missed the... I've buried the lead in my own brain. And I was an absolute John English fan growing up.
Yep, sad to say he passed away. Complications during a surgery, just 66, which in this day and age is still fairly young.
For Bayview's golf course, where you get spectacular views at a spectacular value, what else is making news out there, mate?
Well, Mark Murphy is confident he will be fit for round one despite not playing a NAB Challenge game for Carlton. The Blues skipper has been ruled out of tomorrow night's final hit out against Sydney at Etihad as he continues his comeback from off-season shoulder surgery. Murphy has told SEN Breakfast with Frank and Ox he's planning to be there for the season. An opener against Richmond.
No, right on track. I was aiming to try and play this Friday night, probably a couple of months ago, but probably just being on the conservative side, just thought I'd give myself an extra sort of week or two just to make sure the shoulder's where it needs to be. I think if it was round one this Friday night, I'd be playing. So. Just more of a conservative approach.
Carlton won't hold back with number one draft pick Jacob Wiedering, with coach Brendan Bolton prepared to give him some time on Swan superstar Lance Franklin. Bolton telling SEN come round one, the young kids will be supported by a mix of experience.
No, I think you'll see a blend. We've been really pleased with our first year drafted guys. You've got a little taste of Jacob Wiedering's poise, and that was a positive. But likewise, Mark Murphy and Gibbs, Cripps, Thomas, we're hoping that their experience really assists some of our younger brigade this year.
Two former Geelong Premiership stars will have their first run for Essendon in the NAB Challenge this weekend away to West Coast. Matthew Stokes and James Kelly were recruited to add experience to the Bombers list after the suspension of a dozen players. Coach John Worsfold says they will be unveiled against last year's grand finalists.
Yeah, we expect that they'll both be playing. So, yeah, pretty good team from... whoever's available will take over the strongest possible team.
How ready are they for footy?
Stokes and Kelly are ready, yeah. Now they've played in a couple of intra-club games, and their volumes tell us that they're ready to go.
Former Brisbane ruckman Matthew Leuenberger and ex-Kangaroo Nathan Grimer trained this morning but could be reserved for a VFL practice match this week. Ryan Crowley, Darcy Parrish won't be making the trip to Perth. Worsfold plans to stay in touch with the band players amid reports some could activate a breach of contract clause and walk as delisted free agents. That includes defender Michael Hurley, who the Herald Sun rather says is being offered up to $900,000 a season to leave.
Yeah, obviously that's a big consideration for us, but I've got a small role to play in that, where I'll just keep in touch with the players as they wish, and as I like to just find out how they're tracking. But we've got other people in the footy club that will handle all that. The list management team are all over all the rules and regulations, so they'll work through that throughout the course of the year.
First-year Adelaide coach Don Pike has wasted little time laying down the law to his players. Midfielder Brad Crouch and defender Rory Adkins have been suspended from the final NAB Challenge game against Gold Coast for failing to meet club standards. Pike says the club's leadership group met last night to decide their punishment for poor behaviour during their weekend off last week.
Look, I'm not going to go into detail exactly what it was, albeit say, look, our expectations for our players is that we're going to be elite in what we want, and that was driven by the players. The leadership group, when they became aware of it, approached me with a recommendation, which I fully supported. And, as I said, both those guys an opportunity to learn and understand that that's not how we're going to operate as a footy club. It's difficult for the players in this day and age. And as I said, this is a minor error of judgment these two made. I wouldn't want it to be a pattern, but at the moment it's an event. And so we treat it as it is, and we move on. And I'm sure the lesson's been learned, and we hopefully won't see a repeat of it. Well, they get an opportunity to play, which is important in terms of their build for round one. So we'll see how they perform, and I'd expect that they'll be up for selection round one.
The Demons have completely overhauled their leadership group. Captain Nathan Jones, the only one to retain his position. Gone are vice-captain Lyndon Dunn, former co-captain Jack Grimes, key forward Chris Dawes, and Heritier Lumumba. Best and fairest winner Bernie Vince, defenders Colin Garland, Tom McDonald, midfielder Jack Viney, and ruckman Max Gorn are the new faces. To cricket, Australia has tuned up for the World T20 by winning the warm-up series against South Africa. The Aussies claiming the deciding third match in Cape Town by 6 wickets. Hashim Amla set up the Proteas innings of 4 for 178 with an unbeaten 97. The tourists reached the target with 4 balls to spare, with in-form skipper Steve Smith making a composed 44 off 26.
It's always tough coming from one down in a three-match series, and the guys did show great character against a very good Protea side. Yeah, I think we've found some answers. Some guys have, you know, most of the guys have played 2 or 3 of these games, which is great, and we've got a good squad together, so, you know, I'm really excited about what's coming up.
And Bushrangers captain Matthew Wade will return to the Victorian side for the crucial Sheffield Shield match against New South Wales in Alice Springs. Wade, who missed last week's loss to Queensland due to the birth of his first child, will lead the side in a match that they need to win to secure a position in the final. A familiar foe has knocked Chelsea out of the Champions League round of 16. Paris Saint-Germain going through 4-2 on aggregate with a 2-1 win at Stamford Bridge this morning. Swedish striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic was amongst all the action.
They're in trouble again here. Here's Ibrahimovic, big trouble. Di Maria picks him out. He's made one and now he's scored one at Stamford Bridge.
PSG through to the quarters, eliminating Chelsea for the second year in a row. The Matildas held on to their unbeaten record in qualifying for the Rio Olympics, coming from behind to draw 1-1 with China this morning.
Van Egmond! Oh, what a belter! Emily Van Egmond! Right into the top corner. Finally finding a way past Yao Li Na.
And of course, before that match, Andy, we had already ensured that we were on the plane to Rio. First Olympic appearance since Athens in 2004.
Yeah, what a magnificent performance they've put together, and a great result for those girls who have lived through enough heartache in the last 12 years to last them a lifetime, and they're on the plane now. They know they're going, and they knew they were going into that China game. So it's not hard to understand why their performance might not necessarily have mirrored that from a few others in the tournament that had come before that. So well done to them all, and well done to you, BT. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
Thank you, Andy.
For Bayview's golf course, spectacular view, spectacular value.